This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Lok Sabha today passed the Finance Bill 2024. The bill gives effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2024-25. With the passage of the bill, the budgetary exercise is now complete. Replying to the discussion on the bill in Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized that the approach to taxation has been to bring in greater simplification of tax laws and procedures and enable growth and employment in this country. Ms. Sitharaman said, the standard deduction for salaried employees has also been increased from 50,000 to 75,000 rupees in the new regime in this budget. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Jagdambika Pal of BJP said, the finance bill will help in achieving the targets set in this year's budget for making India a developed nation. Muhammad Hamdullah Sayyid of Congress alleged that the government is giving more leverage to corporates and their tax liabilities are less as compared to taxes paid by people. After the passage of the bill, the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House for the day. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today said that the Indian Olympics Association has registered its protest to United World Wrestling in the disqualification issue of women wrestler Vinesh Fogat in the Paris Olympics. In a Suomoto statement in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Mandavia said, the centre is providing all sorts of help to the women wrestlers. The minister said Ms. Fogat was playing in the 50 kg category and her weight was found 100 gram more than the stipulated criterion. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the efforts of wrestler Vinesh Fogat in the Paris Olympics so far. In a social media post, President Murmu said that while the country shares her disappointment at the disqualification, she remains a champion in the hearts of 1.4 billion people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered consolation to the wrestler after her disqualification. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the setback is hurtful and he is lost for words to express his despair. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed distress over the disqualification of wrestler Vinesh Fogat in the Paris Olympics. In a related development, Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha said, Wrestling Federation of India has filed an appeal to United World Wrestling to reconsider the decision of disqualification. She added, IOA is following the matter in strongest possible manner. The Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for by-polls for 12 Rajya Sabha seats in 9 states. Notification in this regard will be issued on the 14th of this month and nominations can be filed till the 21st of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 22nd of August. The election will be held on the 3rd of next month. The centre has approved installation of Kavach 4.0 on 10,000 locomotives. Kavach will automatically control the train's speed and can apply the brakes if necessary to prevent accidents. Talking to media in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the ministry has set a target to complete this installation process of Kavach in the next 2 years. The minister said, as on date, Kavach is deployed on 1,465-kilometer rail routes and 144 locomotives on South Central Railway. In Paris Olympic in the women's 100-meter hurdles, Jyoti Yarraji advanced to the repechage round after finishing 7th in her heat. In the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase final, Avinash Sable will be going for a medal at 1:13 post-midnight. It's been a tough day for Indian athletes at the Paris Olympics. Amid Vinesh Fogat's shock disqualification, another wrestling hope, Antim Fungal, suffered a first-round reversal in the pre-quarterfinals of the 53 kg category. Women golfers Diksha Dagar and Aditi Ashok both played some good holes but were slightly inconsistent to be tied 7th and 12th respectively at the time of filing this report. Top Indian track and field athletes Anu Rani in javelin and Sarvesh Kushare in high jump failed to reach near their personal bests and bowed out of competition in qualifying. And with that, we end this news bulletin.